From NPR Music and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. And I say that something. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand.
There are very few music lovers, even those whose tastes seldom include rock and roll, who won't recognize this tune, I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles. It was their first big hit in the U.S., launching a decade when they dominated the world's music scene like few bands ever have before or since. But let's imagine that everything changed for the Beatles after the group broke up for good in 1970, that all but a handful of their tunes disappeared, and that things stayed that way for, say, 150 years. No one listened to Revolver or Sgt. Pepper, no White Album or Abbey Road. All of it pretty much forgotten until it comes to light about 100 years from now, early in the 22nd century. Impossible, right? Inconceivable. Well, maybe. But that's almost exactly what happened to another musical superstar, one of the greatest and most popular composers who ever lived. This familiar music is by George Frederick Handel, a movement from the orchestral suite Water Music. And it's a rarity, one of the few of his works that didn't slide into obscurity after Handel died in 1759. In fact, aside from some of his famous English oratorios, such as Messiah, suites like this one were just about the only music by Handel that anyone listened to for nearly 150 years, until the early 20th century. And while that's also an unthinkable scenario, it actually happened. But fortunately, it's over now, and has been for quite some time. Long enough for the world to have rediscovered the area in which Handel may have done his finest work, opera. He dedicated nearly half of his life to the theater, writing more than 40 operas in all. And even now, a century or so after the Handel reawakening, the musical riches of those works are still being explored. Some of Handel's operas are becoming familiar fare. Agrippina, Alcina, Julius Caesar, and Rinaldo all see the stage with some frequency. But there are many more that still qualify as hits waiting to happen. One of them is called Rodelinda, a powerful drama filled with so many great numbers that it could almost fill a top 40 chart all by itself. On this edition of World of Opera, Handel's one opera hit parade, Rodelinda, comes to us from the Valle d'Itria Festival in Martina Franca, not far from the Adriatic coast in sunny southern Italy. The stars are mezzo-soprano Sonia Ganassi in the dynamic title role, along with countertenor Franco Fagioli in a brilliant performance as Rodelinda's troubled husband, Bertarido.